From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, Major League Baseball steps boldly into the 1980s. Back in 1986, the National Football League introduced instant replay. It has since abolished it and then readopted it. Professional hockey did it in 1991. But over the years, baseball has resisted. Remember this moment? The 1996 American League Championship Series at Yankee Stadium. New York's Derek Jeter at bat. Baltimore's Tony Tarasco in right field. Unbeknownst to them, 12-year-old Yankee fan Jeffrey Mayer in the stands, reaching out with his glove, and an incredulous Bob Costas doing play-by-play for NBC.
In right field, Tarasco going back to the track, to the wall. And what happens here? He contends that a fan reaches up and touches it. But Richie Garcia says no, it's a home run. Here comes Davey Johnson out to argue as Jeter comes across to tie the game.
But within a minute, everyone watching the game could see by instant replay that young Mayer had interfered with Jeter's hit. The umpire hadn't seen it, so it was called a home run. Baseball, being a conservative enterprise, has evidently now weighed the evidence sufficiently and is dipping its toe into this late 20th century technology. Starting tomorrow, instant replay will be used in certain specified cases. Buster Olney covers baseball for ESPN the magazine and joins us. Buster, what cases will they use instant replay for?
Only in calls involving disputed home runs. And unlike the NFL where a coach throws out a flag, you're going to have a situation where the crew chief, if there's a question about a home run, whether or not the ball was out or not out, or if it hit the foul pole on one side or one on the other side, the crew chief will descend into the stadium and be in contact with a war room back in New York, and it will be the crew chief who will decide whether the ball was a home run or not a home run.
So the question, was it fair or foul? Did it clear the line or not? And was there fan interference? Is that one of, would the Jeffrey Mayer case have been overturned, presumably, by instant replay?
Precisely. You know, the home runs are such a dramatic and have such a high impact on games. This is where Major League Baseball, for now, has decided to draw the line on instant replay.
Was the rash of bad calls this season what led to this finally?
No question about it. There was a Sunday night game on ESPN between the Mets and the Yankees and a disputed home run call that was turned out to be ruled incorrectly by the umpires. And in that week, there were three others as well. And Major League Baseball, you know, foreseeing a potential situation in which a World Series game could be decided by, you know, an incorrect home run call, you know, that's, I think Major League Baseball rethink its very long stance of not having instant replay.
Why not on tag plays? We've all seen runners called safe or out by the umpire only to see a replay disprove the umpire's call.
Well, there is definitely concern within Major League Baseball about adding time onto the games in reviewing instant replay. And I think there's concern that on a tag play, you know, you don't want to have a situation where you're adding 20 or 30 minutes to a game as an umpire goes into an umpire's room and talks to the war room back in New York before making a call.
There's a fact about modern baseball parks also, which is that they tend to have huge jumbotrons in them, and you can see what just happened in the ballpark, regardless of what the umpire said.
Yeah, and one umpire emailed me this summer and said, you know, we don't like seeing replay after replay of a missed home run call more than anybody else does. That's the way it is now. People sitting at a couch at home know better than the people on the field and know quicker on the people than the field whether the home run call is correct or incorrect.
Well, Buster Olney of ESPN the magazine, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.